Guys, today I want to talk about the fear of failure and how that's getting in the way of connection. And I think when I ask people, what is the number one emotion you're trying to avoid when you're having real conversations with other people? They say helplessness, and closely followed by the pressure or fear of saying or doing something wrong, which I can pretty much boil down to, I don't want to fail. Now, failure is such an inbuilt part of our psyche because it is something that represents being pushed away by the pack if it happens. So if we are to not achieve this thing, in our mind, that represents like ego death because we're not fulfilling our duty, obligation to be worthy of belonging with everyone else and receiving that care. And I thought, instead of telling you about how to deal with failure, I'll just tell you about my failures. One that really springs to mind is the first Lifeline call I ever answered. So I went through the program at Lifeline. By this point, I've already done a master's degree in psychology, and I'd started hard on my sleeve, and I was in the early stages of writing the Real Conversations curriculum. Needless to say, I should know what I'm talking about when it comes to supporting people in emotional distress. I went through the Lifeline Crisis Support course, finally got on the phones. It was my first ever shift. I rocked in so excited, pretty nervous, but pretty confident that I was going to be able to offer a lot of value. My first call came in and I answered it. And for confidentiality's sake, I can't reveal too much of who that was or what was said. But about 5 minutes into the conversation, I could feel him distancing himself. And about 7 minutes in, he just said, "You don't get it," and hung up. And I was left there thinking, oh my God, I have failed. I have failed someone who needed me most. And what's the consequences of that? You know, in that situation, it can be life and death. And it really struck me that even with all the tools, we can still sometimes, quote unquote, fall short of the mark. Now, to me, that necessarily doesn't define failure. Failure is not caring about an outcome and not wanting to improve on falling short. I cared a lot about that outcome, and I got straight into what can I do better next time. So to me, that was a learning. I think a lot of organizations also put this fear culture around, if you drop the ball, you're out, as opposed to if you drop the ball, you better come to me with what you learned. And there are so many other times where I have quote unquote failed. I launched a business called Calm Water, which is a relaxation and anxiety supplement a few years ago. And I was so passionate about it. I thought it met a market need of having a drink that relaxed you without putting you to sleep. And all the other relaxation supplements were designed to improve rest. And I thought, we're going to brand it in this consumer way and make it really accessible. And it's going to become this huge purpose-driven organization that is trying to remove unnecessary anxiety from the world. I spent lots of money on it, tons of time, formulations after formulations, working with distributors and ingredient suppliers and branding and the whole works. And, you know, a few years on, recently, we had to shut that down because I couldn't give it enough attention. Either could my co-founder. We didn't bring it to market in the right way. And do I regret that? No, because it was an incredible experience, something that I was passionate about. And again, if the definition of failure is, did it work? I failed. If the definition was, did I care about the outcome and did I want to learn quickly from falling short of it? I did those two things. And so there are many, many instances in life where we will meet at the crossroads of falling into a heap of shame because we don't belong from not hitting that achievement, or we reframe and think, I'm so glad I care and that I want to do more. Even in relationships, in my own personal relationships, I've failed a bunch of times. 5 years ago, I lost my best friend at the time because of an argument that we had that, of course, it takes two to tango. And there was a bunch of stuff that, in retrospect, he had accountability to hold. But, man, I would do things differently if I had another go at it. And, man, have I come a long way in terms of my interpersonal relationships and conflict management and boundaries from the last episode. And for years after that moment that happened with that guy, he was in my dreams, like every second night where we would finally sit down and work it out and resolve it. Like that's how much my subconscious and unconscious mind was trying to resolve it because I was just in so much pain from grieving that loss. And it took a lot of therapy. And so I think whether it's in your career, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's in your own pursuit of health where we drop the ball and we set ourselves a goal, we have to reframe this from failure to learning. And I think the biggest missing piece when it comes to reframing failure is self-forgiveness, is the ability to, instead of run away and project, this is everyone else's fault on one side, or on the other side, deeply go into this mindset of shame and I'm the worst and build this narrative of self-disappointment and destruction. Neither of those two things are going to serve anyone. It's meeting the moment and accepting what is. That is always step one, is acceptance of what is. Then there is a audit of what was. And then third, there is a forgiveness that makes space for what can be. I think we get stuck in sometimes all of these spots. We don't accept what is because we project outer blame or inner blame instead of objectively looking at the facts and feeling what we need to feel. We don't look for the lessons because it's hard and it takes calories when we actually should, because that's the only thing that can come from a bad situation is learning and growth. And third is the forgiveness part makes the little window possible to move beyond and actually create a new reality and not be constantly stuck in the past of all the things that could have been different. We must move forward. We must move forward. And it was only a few days ago where I was in a session with someone who said, I hold so much regret around all the things I could have or should have said and all the warning signs that I missed for someone in my life that deserved better. And as virtuous as it is to hold that level of accountability, it is not helpful for that person or the person that she is supporting to stay stuck in that frame. You need to go via that frame. But it's the living there and setting up a tent that does a disservice for all the people we're trying to support. So if you've had a recent failure, quote unquote, in a conversation that you've had, and you feel like you're letting people down, go through those three steps of acceptance, learning audit, forgiveness, and move forward. Not just for you, but for them and all the wasted potential that comes by staying stuck. Good luck. I got your back. And I look forward to hearing your feedback from redefining failure as a necessary part of the human experience.